even as late as 19 and 20. Well, we were pretty short-handed during the flu epidemic around the cemetery, because especially in the fall and early spring of fall of 19, the early spring of 20, when the epidemic was at its worst, well, people were just afraid to get out. And
yes.
And I had conducted several funerals that wouldn't be nobody there but maybe a brother, or maybe a son, or the father of one, or the gravedigger and myself, in a number of occasions. And the preachers, at one time here, all of our local preachers were sick, and everybody's worked to death in this neck of the woods, and you just couldn't get nobody. Lots of times we wouldn't have enough for pallbearers. We'd have to use some of the family. I've seen that happen a number of occasions. But those things couldn't be helped, and they understood, because people that had been sick didn't have any business out, and most of them was afraid they were going to be sick, and they wouldn't get out unless they had to. So it was pretty severe in this neck of the woods for about 6 months.